When you're talking to your customers, especially the physicians who haven't used laser in a while, they may have used it 20 years ago, you might hear this perception that they think that laser is dangerous. And they think that laser would perforate, laser would dissect, and patients died. Well, this is not true. And this is where Not Your Father's Laser is a really great tool to use to have those conversations. Because this video goes over all the changes that we have made on the Alka catheters, on the technology of laser itself, as well as the techniques. Since then, we have made a lot of design changes to the Alka catheters. We added more fibers to the catheter, and these fibers, laser fibers, are more optimally spaced. So this allows for more efficient photoablation. We also improved the flexibility of the catheter. This is by putting a hydrophilic coating on the catheter, as well as improving the trackability and the pushability, so we can get that catheter around those acute bends and really navigate the tortuous coronary anatomy a lot more easily. We introduced the 0.9x80 catheter, which allows the user to go up to a higher setting safely, and we also put in the safety parameters built into the laser settings with the alternate on and off to make it safe in coronary cases. In addition to the product itself, we have also improved the technique of using laser significantly, such as do not laser in contrast, go slow, do not advance the catheter too fast, use the appropriate settings for your clinical case, as well as size appropriately. And more importantly, really utilize those multiple passes, increase the settings with each pass, so that you get the maximum effect of lesion modification and plaque modification with laser atherectomy. In fact, we have done such a great job on improving the catheter design as well as improving techniques that now we can offer an Alka product guarantee. If this Alka catheter doesn't meet the crossing need for your physicians, they do not have to pay for it. And as we all know, when we make improvements in technology combined with improvement in techniques, we should see improvements in clinical outcomes.